It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 5th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $63,862. ETH is up slightly at $3,139. Binance Coin is down slightly at $586.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Three former executives of the bankrupt crypto lender Cred were indicted on charges of wire fraud and other financial crimes. The trio face accusations related to misleading investors about the company's financial health. Cred filed for bankruptcy in 2020, blaming irregularities in fund handling. Like other failed crypto lenders, Cred offered high-interest lending programs but couldn't repay creditors when it collapsed. The indictment alleges that Cred misrepresented its investment strategy and failed to disclose risks to investors. Well, a class action lawsuit has been filed against Coinbase accusing the exchange of selling unregistered securities and operating without a broker-dealer license. Coinbase dismisses the claims as legally baseless and plans to address them in court. This lawsuit mirrors another case against Coinbase, which was partially revived under appeal after being initially dismissed. The lawsuit is separate from Coinbase's ongoing legal battle with the SEC over the classification of tokens as securities. The attorney behind the latest suit has a history of involvement in class action litigation against various cryptocurrency companies. Well, Bitfinex CTO Paolo Arduino is denying rumors of a data breach following claims by the F Society hacking group. Arduino stated that an analysis of their systems found no evidence of a breach and only a fraction of the email addresses allegedly stolen matched legitimate users. F Society claimed to have hacked Bitfinex along with other entities, but none of the alleged victims have acknowledged a breach or paid a ransom. Arduino doubts the credibility of F Society's claim, suggesting it may be a tactic to promote their ransomware tools. And finally, Alexander Vynik, a key figure in the BTCe crypto exchange, has pleaded guilty to a money laundering conspiracy charge, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Vynik operated BTCe from 2011 to 2017, overseeing transactions exceeding $9 billion involving over a million users. The exchange was implicated in the Mt. Gox hack, laundering around 300,000 BTC. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.